Months of public hearings and paper filings have led to this. At least a week's worth of testimony and cross-examination underway today, courtroom style, in the chambers of North Carolina's Utilities Commission. Duke Energy will argue that it desperately needs a 5% average rate increase from its customers in the Carolinas to pay for years of upgrades to its power plants. Now, that's less than half the rate hike Duke originally requested, because the company has settled on a lower figure with the state's consumer advocacy agency called the Public Staff. Turns out Duke had included millions of dollars worth of expenses in that original request that it's not allowed to force on customers. Things like merger expenses, corporate plane costs, and lobbying unrelated to customers in the Carolinas. The Public Staff says Duke included that stuff in error, but environmental watchdog group NC Warn will argue during this week's hearings that it was either incompetence on Duke's part or outright fraud. Duke Energy has been in a yearly pattern of raising rates in the Carolinas, but Lynn Good, Duke's CEO as of a week ago, recently said that is about to stop.
We have no expectation of annual rate increases. Our work with these rate increases was really dictated by the investment that we've made over the last 5 years to modernize our system. And this is the last round of rate cases that will be necessary in order for us to put these investments into rates.
For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.